Now, next up, a listener has contacted the programme to say that their local GP has told its patients they will no longer be providing free prescriptions for minor conditions. So the surgery in County Tyrone has displayed a sign that says ailments that can be treated with over-the-counter medicines that can be bought at a pharmacy will not be given on prescription. So does that seem unfair? Should GPs maybe follow suit and do that, or should it just be a free-for-all as it is for many at the minute? 030 30 80 55 55. Would you be upset if this was a move that they made? Joining me is Patrick Mulholland from the trade union NIPSA and businessman Erwin Armstrong. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Vinny.
Morning. Erwin, what do you think?
I think the GP is to be applauded, or the GPs in the practice are to be applauded. You know, there are too many people around who think the health service is their own personal bank, where they can go and get prescriptions for drugs that sometimes cost 20p, you know, like paracetamol and such things. And they incur costs for the health service that could be used elsewhere. And I think it was interesting that the level of prescriptions has doubled, or more than doubled, I believe, since the introduction of free prescriptions. But the idea that you should be able to get things, I've even heard of people getting suntan lotion by going to their doctor and saying, oh, I have sensitive skin, I'm going to Spain, I need suntan lotion, and getting a prescription.
Does that really happen though, Erwin?
I believe it has happened in the past, yes, that people have said they have sensitive skin and need suntan lotion.
But what if you have sensitive skin? Why would that mean you would need a prescription?
Well, it doesn't. That's the point. But doctors are placed in a very difficult position where they are dealing with their patients don't like to say no.
Yeah. Well, Patrick, that's a good point in terms of when the doctors are under a lot of pressure as it is. And then if you've got someone coming in, it's difficult to say no, especially when they're sitting in your surgery right in front of you.
Well, I must say, Vinny, I wouldn't want to be coming on to your programme and questioning the professionalism of doctors or any other health service staff. I believe that they all do an excellent job for their patients. And I point out to Erwin that the people of this country own the health service. It's not a charitable institution. My parents and people before them built it and paid for it. I pay for it now, as does everybody else. So it's an organisation that we have there to provide us with healthcare. It's not charity. It's something that we own and we should be able to run. What I do think, though, is at the core of this issue is there is a very serious issue developing within the health service in Northern Ireland that is critically underfunded, and you begin to see issues like this arise as GPs try and survive economically. And I don't know the details of this specific case, but in general, what seems to be happening out there is a lot of GP practices are coming under very severe pressure financially. They are coming under very severe pressure for staff and resources, and they are now trying to respond to it. But this is entirely the wrong road. It's entirely the wrong direction of travel. And what we really need to be talking about is making health a priority and making health funding a priority and changing the direction of the Assembly and changing the direction of Westminster on this issue.
So what about the actual issue, though, Patrick, in terms of if you can buy, because let's face it, there are a lot of medicines, medication that you can buy over the counter in a pharmacy. So should they be allowed to be on a prescription if it's something that technically you probably could afford, most people could afford?
Well, I think one of the issues you have to then consider is if you introduce a system like that, in reality what you're going to be saying is those who have money will be able to afford prescriptions, those who don't won't be able to afford prescriptions. So what do we do if it's a cancer drug? What do we do if you take the example that Erwin just talked about, that somebody has a particular skin condition that even in the sun here, they can be badly affected by the sun and they need treatment for that? How do you deal with all those issues? I don't want us to get into a situation where good health service is available to those with money, but it's not available to those who don't have money.
Erwin, is it fair that this, say for example, this GP practice in Tyrone is implementing this, but it's not across the board? So depending on where you live, you might or might not be affected by this. Should it be everyone or nobody?
Well, I think there are two issues. The GP practices are under continual pressure from central government to cut prescription costs and prescribe cheaper non...
Can't really make you out, Erwin. We'll try and sort out that phone line. We'll go to Norman. Oh, not Norman from Bangor. Is that Norman?
Morning, Vinny.
Oh, Norman, I thought you were banned from this programme.
Who did I?
What do you reckon?
Vinny, why our politicians and lawyers and all the rich people getting free prescriptions. The only people who should get free prescriptions are people who are on medication for the rest of their life. Cancer patients, heart patients.
But what about people, Norman, that can't afford it? So you might actually be sick. You might be sick for a month and need an antibiotic, and you genuinely are on a low income. You maybe have a big family, or maybe you've got a few kids and they need some medication, and you need them yourself. But because of this, you just have to pay yourself.
Funny, it's been abused. People are going in and getting their prescription for painkillers.
Can I make a point?
One second, Patrick. Norman.
And get painkillers for $150 over the counter.
Look, who says that happens, Norman?
That's just what they're doing. They're getting baby cream, they're getting nappies. It's
but says who? Are these partially myths, Norman, that we like to tell each other?
No, it's not much funny. It's like saying to me, I pay for my glasses, I pay for my dental treatment on my pension. I don't get it free. Is that fair when people on benefits can get it free?
All right, well, fair enough point. Patrick, you wanted to come in there.
Yeah, I just want to come in very, very quickly. Can I to be clear about something here, Vinny? Nobody is getting free prescriptions. Nobody. We pay for this. You pay your tax. I pay my tax. My parents paid for this.
But then what about what Norman's saying? If you can afford to pay for it, then why should you be paying for somebody else if they have a fortune in the bank? Why should they be making use of free prescriptions then?
But you already pay for it, Finney. What you're talking about, this is like the discussion on water charges. What the government would like us to do, what the Assembly would like us to do, is pay twice. We already pay our tax, and we pay very significant levels of tax in this country. We pay our tax to have a health service, to have an education system, to have proper social services. Politicians seem to think we pay our tax so as they can buy burners, but that's not what we pay our tax for. We pay our tax so as we do have a health service that is free at the point of use. That's what the health service was set up to do. And can I say for Norman as well, for the pensioners are getting kicked up and down this country. It is time pensioners were getting free glasses and were getting free...
Was there another report out recently, Patrick, that said that pensioners are better off than people in their 20s with a family?
Oh, yeah, there's no question they're better off now, unfortunately, than young workers coming up through the system. And aren't they the victims of austerity? Aren't they the victims of the very economic system that creates the health service crisis? It creates a problem for pensioners. Young workers are getting hit as well. They're working 40 hours a week, and their pay is so low that they're earning less than pensioners are.
Okay. Erwin Armstrong, go ahead. Where is he with that phone? This is like Paul Martin's phone. We'll try your line again, Erwin. I don't know where he is. He must be... We'll try and check your line and sort it out. No more, Norman. John in Belfast. Go ahead, John.
Good morning.
Off on mean to Norman. I'm going to get in trouble for that. John, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I agree with the doctor doing that. I'll tell you why I say that. Because I stood behind a guy a couple of months ago in my own surgery, and he was complaining quite loudly because he had ordered paracetamol 2 or 3 days before that. He hadn't got his prescription. Now, I thought he could have bought paracetamol for £1, like for 16. It turns out it only cost 29 pence.
And he was getting paracetamol on a prescription?
He wanted them on a prescription, and he was complaining because they weren't there. You know, so I mean...
They were refusing to let him have it on a script?
That I don't know, right? Because he walked away and discussed, and he said he would call back again to get his prescription. Whether he got it or not, I don't know. But I do know that he was complaining loudly enough about it. For 29 pence, anybody could afford 29 pence. And if you're that much pain, you went out and bought it anyway 2 or 3 days previously. You wouldn't wait. You'd not like the time of your pain. You know, and is that a previous call?
But what about what Patrick is saying? That you've paid your way, you've paid your taxes. So in a way, you've already paid for that medication.
29 pence.
It might seem like a small amount of money, but...
Would you suffer 3 days in pain for 29 pence? I don't think so. I don't. Now, your previous call was saying about pensioners are better off on the health service than some other people are. Well, my wife worked all her life, 44 years as a nurse. She has to pay for her glasses and her dental treatment. Yeah. So she's no better off than someone who's never worked a day in their life. So there you have a problem too.
Okay. Erwin Armstrong, we'll come back to you. Go ahead.
Okay. I think one thing people need to understand is that if you're going to go to your doctor to get something like paracetamol tablets, which I think cost 20 or 30p, you're not only costing the health service that amount of money, you're also tying up the doctor's time to see you, make an appointment to write the prescription. You know, we all know that there's not an infinite amount of money in the health service. So what they're doing is they're actually taking money away from people who actually need serious things. And I can only applaud the GP who did it, and I only hope all GPs in Northern Ireland follow suit, that anything that is in OTC, which is over-the-counter, and not in what's known as POM...
Well, the Department of Health, they've sent us... I just want to get this in before we go to the news, Erwin. They sent us a statement to say that the Department of Health guidance, the Health and Social Care Board, has been working with GPs to consider reviewing medicines which are being prescribed for minor ailments and self-limiting conditions in general practice. So maybe this is a little inkling of something that's still to come. Patrick in Portadown. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hi, Vinny.
Go ahead, very quickly.
Let me give you a quick example of why the National Health Service is in crisis. My friend who works over in the local hospital was approached by somebody in the middle of the night complaining of headache. And when he says to them, listen, what I'm going to prescribe to you, you're able to get over the counter. And there's an extremely large backlog and you'll have to wait. And they says, why should I pay for it when I can sit here for a couple of hours and get it?
Well, there you go, Patrick. That's maybe suggests the mindset of a lot of people.